Everton FC, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Everton Football Club is an English football club located in the city of Liverpool. The club compete in the Premier League and have contested more seasons in the top flight of English football than any other. They are one of the top five most successful English clubs in terms of major honours, having won the League Championship 9 times, the FA Cup 5 times, and the UEFA Cup Winners' Cup once. The club's most recent major trophy was the 1995 FA Cup. Currently managed by David Moyes, the first team have experienced a period of inconsistency, with results under Moyes' tenure ranging from as low as 17th to as high as 4th. Everton have a notable rivalry with Liverpool FC, who were formed after a dispute over the rent at Anfield, Everton's old ground, in 1892. Since then, Everton have been based at Goodison Park as a result of the split. The club enjoy a large fan base and regularly attract sizeable crowds, having averaged over 36,000 people, around 90% of capacity, for home matches during the 2005-2006 season. Section 1. History. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled History of Everton FC. Everton were founded as St. Domingo FC in 1878 in order that people from the parish of St. Domingo's Church could play a sport outside of the summer months, during which time cricket was played. A year later, the club were renamed Everton FC, after the surrounding area, as people outside the parish wished to participate. They were founder members of the Football League in 1888 and won their first league championship title in 1890-91. They won the FA Cup in 1905-06 and league title again in 1914-15, but it was not until 1927 that Everton's first sustained period of success began. In 1925, the club signed Dixie Dean, who, in 1927-28, set the record for league goals in a single season, 60 goals in 39 league games, a record that still stands to this day, helping Everton to achieve their third league title. Everton were relegated to the second division 2 years later, but won the title, and thus promotion, at the first attempt. On their return to the top flight in 1931-32, Everton wasted no time in reaffirming their status and won a fourth league title at the first opportunity. They also won their second FA Cup in 1932-33 with a 3-0 win against Manchester City in the final. The era ended in 1938-39 with a fifth league title. The advent of World War II saw the suspension of league football, and once official competition restarted in 1946, the Everton team had been split up and paled in comparison to their pre-war incarnation. Everton were relegated again in 1950-51 and did not return until 1953-54, when they finished as runners-up in their third season in the second division. The club have been a top-flight presence ever since. Everton's second successful era started when Harry Catterick was made manager in 1961. In 1962-63, his second season in charge, Everton won the league title, and in 1966 followed with a 3-2 FA Cup win over Sheffield Wednesday. Everton again reached the final 2 years later, but this time were unable to overcome West Bromwich Albion at Wembley. A year later, in 1969-70, Everton won the First Division, 9 points clear of nearest rivals Leeds United. However, the success did not last. The team finished 14th, 15th, 17th and 7th in the following seasons. Catterick retired, but his successors failed to win any silverware for the remainder of the 1970s. Though the club finished third in 1977-78 and fourth the following season, manager Gordon Lee resigned in 1981 after Everton slid down the table and fell further behind local rivals Liverpool. Howard Kendall took over as manager and guided Everton to their most successful era. Domestically, Everton won the FA Cup in 1983-84 and two league titles in 1984-85 and 1986-87. They were also runners-up to neighbouring Liverpool in both league and cup competitions in 1985-86 and were again on the losing side to Liverpool in the 1984 League Cup final and the 1988-89 FA Cup final. In Europe, Everton won their first and only trophy in the shape of the 1984-85 European Cup Winners' Cup. After beating University College Dublin, Inter Bratislava and Fortuna Sittard, Everton defeated German giants Bayern Munich 3-1 in the semi-finals, despite trailing at half-time, in a match voted the greatest in Goodison Park history, and recorded the same scoreline over Austrian club Rapid Vienna in the final. Having also won the league title that season, Everton came very close to winning a treble, but lost to Manchester United in the FA Cup final. After the Heysel Stadium disaster and the subsequent ban of all English clubs from continental football, Everton lost the chance to compete for more European trophies. A large proportion of the title-winning side was broken up following the ban. Kendall himself moved to Athletic Bilbao after the 1987 title triumph and was succeeded by assistant Colin Harvey. Everton were founder members of the Premier League in 1992, but struggled to find the right manager. Howard Kendall had returned in 1990, but could not repeat his previous success, while his successor, Mike Walker, was statistically the least successful Everton manager to date. When former Everton player Joe Royle took over in 1994, the club's form started to improve. His first game in charge was a 2-0 victory over derby rivals Liverpool. Royle dragged Everton clear of relegation, and also led the club to the FA Cup for the fifth time in its history, defeating Manchester United 1-0 in the final. The Cup triumph was also Everton's passport to the Cup Winners' Cup, their first European campaign in the post-Heysel era. Progress under Joe Royle continued in 1995-96 as they climbed to sixth place in the Premiership. The following season, 1996-97, was not as successful, and the club finished in 15th place. Royle quit in March. Club captain Dave Watson was given the manager's job temporarily, and he helped the club to Premiership survival. Howard Kendall was appointed Everton manager for the third time in 1997, but the appointment proved unsuccessful, as Everton finished 17th in the Premiership, only avoiding relegation due to their superior goal difference over Bolton Wanderers. Former Rangers manager Walter Smith then took over from Kendall in the summer of 1998, but only managed three successive finishes in the bottom half of the table. The Everton board finally ran out of patience with Smith, and he was sacked in March 2002, with Everton in real danger of relegation. The current manager, David Moyes, was his replacement, and delivered Everton to a safe finish in 15th place. After that harrowing season, Everton finished 7th, 17th, 4th, their highest ever Premiership finish, and 11th. It was under his management that Wayne Rooney broke into the first team, before being sold to Manchester United for a club record fee of £23 million. Moyes has twice broken the club record for highest transfer fee paid, signing James Beattie for £6 million in January 2005, and then Andy Johnson for £8.6 million in summer 2006. Section 2. Colours. During the first decades of their history, Everton had several different kit colours. The team originally played in blue and white stripes, but as new players arriving at the club wore their old team's shirts during matches, confusion soon ensued. It was decided that the shirts would be dyed black, both to save on expenses and to instill a more professional look. The result, however, appeared morbid, so a scarlet sash was added. When the club moved to Goodison Park in 1892, they first played in salmon shirts with blue shorts, before switching to ruby shirts with blue trim and dark blue shorts. The famous royal blue jerseys with white shorts were first used in the 1901-02 season. Occasionally Everton have played in lighter shades of blue, such as 1930-31 and 1997-1999, but these have proved unpopular with fans. Everton's traditional away shirt was amber, with either amber or royal blue shorts, and various editions appeared throughout the 60s, 70s and 80s. Recently, however, black, white, grey and yellow away shirts have been used. The kit today remains royal blue shirts, white shorts and white socks, although when playing teams away who also wear white shorts, Everton typically wear all blue. For the 2006-2007 season, the away kit is a white shirt with navy blue shorts and socks, while the third kit is a mustard yellow shirt with navy blue shorts and navy blue socks. Section 3. Crest. At the end of the 1937-38 season, club secretary Theo Kelly, who later became the Toffees' first post-war manager, wanted to design a club necktie, It was agreed that the colour should be blue, but Kelly was given the task of designing a crest to be featured on the tie. Kelly thought about the matter for 4 months until deciding on a reproduction of the beacon which stands in the heart of the Everton district. The beacon, or tower, has been inextricably linked with the Everton area since its construction in 1787. It was originally used as a bridewell to incarcerate criminals, and it still stands today on Everton Brow in Netherfield Road. The beacon was accompanied by 2 laurel wreaths on either side, and according to the College of Arms in London, Kelly chose to include the laurels as they were the sign of winners in classical times. The crest was accompanied by the club motto, Nil Satis Nisi Optimum, which means nothing but the best is good enough. The ties were first worn by Kelly and the Everton chairman, Mr. E. Green, on the first day of the 1938-39 season. The club rarely incorporated a badge of any description on its shirts. An interwoven EFC design was adopted between 1922 and 1930 before the club reverted to plain royal blue shirts, until 1973 when bold EFC lettering was added. The crest designed by Kelly was first used on the team's shirts in 1980 and has remained there ever since, undergoing gradual change to become the version used today. Some old crests are illustrated in the article. The top is the original shirt crest, the second is the first shirt crest with beacon and laurels, and the third is the first shirt crest to use the club motto. Section 4. Nickname. Everton's most widely recognised nickname is the Toffees, or the Toffee Men, which came about after Everton had moved to Goodison. There are several explanations for how this name came to be adopted, the most well-known being that there was a business near the ground called Mother Noblet's Toffee Shop, which advertised and sold sweets, including the Everton Mint, on match days. This also led to the Toffee Lady tradition, in which a girl walks around the perimeter of the pitch before the start of a game, tossing free Everton Mints into the crowd. Another possible reason is that there was a house called Ye Ancient Everton Toffee House, near the Queen's Head Hotel, in which early club meetings took place. The word toffee was also slang referring to Irishmen, of which there was a large population in the city at the turn of the century, and who tended to support Everton rather than city rivals Liverpool. Everton have had many other nicknames over the years. When the black kit was worn, Everton were nicknamed the Black Watch, after the famous army brigade. Since going blue in 1901, Everton have been given the simple nickname the Blues. Everton's attractive style of play led to Steve Bloomer calling the team scientific in 1928, which is thought to have inspired the nickname the School of Science. When David Moyes arrived as manager, he christened Everton as the People's Club, which has been adopted as a semi-official club nickname. Section 5. Stadium. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled Goodison Park. Everton originally played in the southeast corner of Stanley Park, which is the site for the new Liverpool FC stadium, with the first official match taking place in 1879. In 1882, a man named J. Cruett donated land at Priory Road, which became the club's home before they moved to Anfield, which was Everton's home until 1892. At this time, a rent dispute led to Everton leaving the ground and to the formation of a new rival team. The new club, Liverpool, set up at Anfield, and Everton moved to Goodison Park, which has been their home ground to this day. Ever since those events, a fierce rivalry has existed between Everton and Liverpool, albeit one that is generally perceived as more respectful than many other derbies in English football. This was illustrated by a chain of red and blue scarves that were linked between the gates of both grounds across Stanley Park as a tribute to the Liverpool fans killed in the Hillsborough disaster. Goodison Park has staged more top-flight football games than any other ground in the United Kingdom, and was the only English club ground to host a semi-final at the 1966 FIFA World Cup. It was also the first English ground to have undersoil heating, the first to have 2 tiers on all sides, and the first to have a 3-tier stand. Goodison is the only stadium in the world that features a church in its grounds, St. Luke the Evangelist, at the corner of the main stand and the Gladys Street end. On match days, players walk out to the theme tune to Zed Cars, called Johnny Todd, a traditional Liverpool children's song collected in 1890 by Frank Kidson, which tells the story of a sailor betrayed by his lover while away at sea. New Stadium. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled New Goodison. There have been indications that Everton may soon move from Goodison. In 2000, a proposal was submitted to build a 55,000-seat stadium as part of the King's Dock regeneration. Driven by 23% club owner Paul Gregg, this was unsuccessful as Everton failed to generate the £30 million needed for a half stake in the stadium project, and dropped in 2003. Late in 2004, driven by Liverpool Council and the North West Development Corporation, the club was in talks with Liverpool regarding sharing that club's proposed new stadium at Stanley Park. Negotiations broke down over ownership of the new facility. Liverpool wanted to retain sole ownership of Stanley Park, while Everton sought an even share. On the 11th of January 2005, Liverpool announced that ground sharing was not a possibility, and they continued to plan for their own stadium. More recently, the club have been approached by a wealthy local property developer with a view to constructing a new ground. Peel Holdings, a company led by multi-millionaire John Whittaker, are undertaking a feasibility study into developing a stadium on land they own in Netherton, a suburb in North Merseyside. The company would meet the costs of the project, with Everton gradually acquiring the stadium on a leaseback scheme. However, the club are likely to await the outcome of Liverpool's ongoing project before deciding to leave their historic home at Goodison Park. On the 16th of June 2006, it was announced that Everton had entered into talks with Knowsley Council and Tesco over the possibility of building a new 55,000-seat stadium in Kirby. Section 6. Supporters. Everton have a large fan base due to a long history punctuated by highly successful periods, and have the seventh highest average attendance in England. Everton also have many supporters clubs worldwide, in places such as North America, Singapore, and Thailand. Everton also have a large supporter base in Australia, with midfield player Tim Cahill being Australian. The official supporters club is Evertonia, and there are also several fanzines, including When Skies Are Grey and Speak from the Harbour, which are sold around Goodison Park on match days. Everton supporters sing several songs on match days, but the most common is It's a Grand Old Team. It is adopted from the version sung by Celtic supporters, making changes like We Don't Care What the Red Sides Say, a reference to red-wearing rivals Liverpool. Also popular is singing the club name Everton to the tune of Here We Go. They are generally very welcoming to former players returning to Goodison while playing for new clubs. One exception is Wayne Rooney, who has become extremely unpopular with fans after he left Everton for Manchester United, having previously been pictured wearing a t-shirt declaring, once a blue, always a blue, and is now roundly booed whenever he returns. Rooney claims Moyes forced him out of the club in his new book. However, David Moyes has taken legal action denying the claims made. Everton's biggest rivalry is with fellow Merseyside team Liverpool, against whom they contest the Merseyside derby. This stems from Liverpool's formation after a dispute with Everton officials and the owners of Anfield, the ground Everton were using at the time. Religious differences have been cited as a division, though both teams stem from a Methodist origin, undermining the notion of a Catholic-Protestant split. The Merseyside derby is usually a sell-out fixture and tends to be a scrappy affair. It has had more red cards than any other fixture in Premiership history. Section 7. Current squad. As of the 12th of May 2007. Squad number 2. Player, Tony Hibbert. Position, defender. Country of origin, England. Number 3. Gary Naismith. Defender, Scotland. Number 4. Joseph Yobo. Defender, Nigeria. Number 6. Mikel Arteta. Midfielder, Spain. Number 7. Andy van der Meijden. Midfielder, Netherlands. Number 8. Andrew Johnson. Forward, England. Number 9. James Beattie. Forward, England. Number 11. James McFadden. Forward, Scotland. Number 13. Ian Turner. Goalkeeper, Scotland. Number 15. Alan Stubbs. Defender, England. Number 16. Jolyon Lescott. Defender, England. Number 17, Tim Cahill, midfielder, Australia. Number 18, Phil Neville, captain, midfielder, England. Number 19, Nuno Valente, defender, Portugal. Number 21, Leon Osman, midfielder, England. Number 22, James Vaughan, forward, England. Number 24, Tim Howard, goalkeeper, United States. Number 26, Lee Carsley, midfielder, Republic of Ireland. Number 28, Victor Anichebe, forward, Nigeria. Number 30, John Ruddy, goalkeeper, England. Number 36, Patrick Boyle, defender, Scotland. Number 37, Manuel Fernandes, on loan from Benfica, midfielder, Portugal. Number 38, Anderson Silva de França, midfielder, Brazil. Number 41, Bjarni Bjarnason, midfielder, Iceland. Future transfers for 2007-2008. No squad number allocated yet. Lukas Jutkiewicz, from Swindon Town, forward, England. Section 8, Academy. For information on players on scholarships, see the article entitled Everton Academy. For recent transfers, see the article entitled List of English Football Transfers 2006-2007. Section 9, Notable Former Players. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled List of Everton FC Players. Everton Giants. The following players are considered giants for their great contributions to Everton. A panel appointed by the club established the inaugural list in 2000, and a new inductee is announced every season. List correct as of 9th May 2007. Inducted, 2007. Name, Colin Harvey. Country of origin, England. Position, midfielder. Everton career, 1963 to 1974. Appearances, 384. Goals, 24. 2006, Peter Reid, England, midfielder, 1982 to 1989. 234 appearances, 13 goals. 2005, Graham Sharp, Scotland, forward, 1979 to 1991. 447 appearances, 159 goals. 2004, Joe Royle, England, forward, 1966 to 1974. 275 appearances, 119 goals. 2003, Kevin Ratcliffe, Wales, centre-back, 1980 to 1991. 461 appearances, 2 goals. 2002, Ray Wilson, England, left-back, 1964 to 1968. 151 appearances, no goals. 2001, Alan Ball, England, midfielder, 1966 to 1971. 251 appearances, 79 goals. 2000, Howard Kendall, England, midfielder, 1966 to 1981. 274 appearances, 30 goals. 2000, Dave Watson, England, centre-back, 1986 to 1999. 522 appearances, 38 goals. 2000, Neville Southall, Wales, goalkeeper, 1981 to 1997. 751 appearances, no goals. 2000, Bob Latchford, England, forward, 1973 to 1980. 286 appearances, 138 goals. 2000, Alex Young, Scotland, forward, 1960 to 1967. 272 appearances, 89 goals. 2000, Dave Hickson, England, forward, 1951 to 1959, 243 appearances, 111 goals. 2000, T.G. Jones, Wales, centre-back, 1936 to 1949, 178 appearances, 5 goals. 2000, Ted Sagar, England, goalkeeper, 1929 to 1952, 500 appearances, no goals. 2000, Dixie Dean, England, forward, 1924 to 1937, 433 appearances, 383 goals. 2000, Sam Shedzoy, England, midfielder, 1910 to 1925, 300 appearances, 36 goals. 2000, Jack Sharp, England, midfielder, 1899 to 1909, 342 appearances, 80 goals. Greatest ever team. At the start of the 2003-2004 season, as part of the club's official celebration of their 125th anniversary, supporters cast votes to determine the greatest ever Everton team. Goalkeeper, Neville Southall, Wales. Played for Everton, 1981-97. Defenders, Gary Stevens, England, 1982-89. Brian LeBone, England, 1958-71. Kevin Ratcliffe, Wales, 1980-91. Ray Wilson, England, 1964-69. Midfielders, Trevor Steven, England, 1983-90. Alan Ball, England, 1966-71. Peter Reid, England, 1982-89. Kevin Sheedy, Republic of Ireland, 1982-92. Forwards, Dixie Dean, England, 1925-37. Graham Sharp, Scotland, 1980-91. English Football Hall of Fame members. 2002, Dixie Dean, Paul Gascoigne. 2003, Alan Ball, Tommy Lawton, Gary Lineker. 2005, Howard Kendall. Section 10, Notable Managers. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled List of Everton FC Managers. The following managers have all won at least one significant trophy with Everton. Manager, Dick Molyneux. Tenure, 1889-1901. William C. Cuff, 1901-1918. Thomas H. McIntosh, 1919-1935. Theo Kelly, 1936-1948. Harry Catterick, 1961-1973. Howard Kendall, 1981-1987, 1990-1993, and 1997-1998. Joe Royal, 1994-1997. Section 11, Honours. Old First Division titles, 9. Seasons 1890-91, 1914-15, 1927-28, 1931-32, 1938-39, 1962-63, 1969-70, 1984-85, and 1986-87. FA Cups, 5. 1906, 1933, 1966, 1984, and 1995. Charity Shields, 9. 1928, 1932, 1963, 1970, 1984, 1985, 1986, shared, 1987, and 1995. European Cup Winners' Cups, 1, 1985. Old Second Division title, 1, 1931. Cup of the Alps, finalists, 1994. Liverpool Senior Cups, 45. 1884, 1886, 1887, 1890, 1891, 1892, 1894, 1895, 1896, 1898, 1899, 1900, 1904, 1906, 1908, 1910, shared, 1911, 1912, shared, 1914, 1919, 1921, 1922, 1923, 1924, 1926, 1928, 1934, shared, 1936, shared, 1938, 1940, 1945, 1953, 1954, 1956, 1957, 1958, shared, 1959, 1960, 1961, 1982, shared, 1983, 1996, 2003, 2005, and 2007. Section 12, International Record. European Cup, or UEFA Champions League. Season, 1963-64. Achievement, first round. Notes. Eliminated by Internazionale, 0-0 at Goodison, 0-1 in Milan. 1970-71, quarter-finals. Eliminated by Panathinaikos FC, 1-1 at Goodison, 0-0 in Athens. 2005-2006, third qualifying round. Eliminated by Villarreal CF, 1-2 at Goodison, 1-2 in Villarreal. Intercities Fairs Cup, or UEFA Cup. 1962-63, first round. Eliminated by Dunfermline Athletic, 1-0 at Goodison, 2-0 in Dunfermline. 1964-65, third round. Eliminated by Manchester United, 1-1 in Manchester, 1-2 at Goodison. 1965-66, second round. Eliminated by Újpest Dózsa, 0-3 in Budapest, 2-1 at Goodison. 1975-76, first round. Eliminated by AC Milan, 0-0 at Goodison, 0-1 in Milan. 1978-79, second round. Eliminated by Dukla Prague, 2-1 at Goodison, 0-1 in Prague. 1979-80, first round. Eliminated by Feyenoord, 0-1 in Rotterdam, 0-1 at Goodison. 2005-2006, first round. Eliminated by Dinamo Bucharest, 1-5 in Bucharest, 1-0 at Goodison. Cup Winners' Cup. 1966-67, second round. Eliminated by Real Zaragoza, 0-2 in Zaragoza, 1-0 at Goodison. 1984-85, winner. 1 against SK Rapid Wien, 3-1 in Rotterdam. 1995-96, second round. Eliminated by Feyenoord, 0-0 at Goodison, 0-1 in Rotterdam. Cup of the Alps. 1994, runners-up. Known as the Memorial Pier Cesare Baretti. Lost to SS Lazio on points. Section 13, Records and Statistics. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled Everton FC Records. Neville Southall holds the record for the most Everton appearances, having played 751 first-team matches between 1981 and 1997. The late centre-half and former captain Brian Lebone comes second, having played 534 times. The longest-serving player is goalkeeper Ted Sagar, who played for 23 years between 1929 and 1953, both sides of the war, making a total of 495 appearances. The club's top goalscorer, with 383 goals in all competitions, is Dixie Dean. The second highest goalscorer is Graham Sharp, with 159. Dean still holds the English national record of most goals in a season, with 60. The record attendance for an Everton home match is 78,299 against Liverpool on the 18th of September 1948. Goodison Park, like all football grounds since the recommendations of the Taylor Report were implemented, is now an all-seater and only holds just over 40,000, meaning it is unlikely that this attendance record will ever be broken at Goodison. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.